Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Brad Roy, of the 6th Legislative District in Crawford County. Representative Roy, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, there was a lot of floor action in Harrisburg this week, but one of the biggest pieces of legislation that came before the House was the impact fee legislation that will help to deal with some of the problems created by drilling for gas in the Marcellus Shale region. What's going on with this piece of legislation?
The Senate passed a vastly different bill than we passed. So what we did last week is we voted to non-concur with the changes the Senate made to the bill. The Senate basically took all of the House language out of the bill, and they inserted completely new language into the bill, and they sent it back to us. And we voted unanimously to non-concur.
What does this mean when we non-concur? What happens now to this piece of legislation that, even though it was originally a House bill, comes back with something completely different in it?
When we non-concur, we're basically saying that we do not agree with how the Senate amended the bill. So the next step would be a conference committee. A conference committee would be made up of 3 House members and 3 Senate members, and those 6 people would try to work out a compromise between the language of the House version and the Senate version. And once they come up with a compromise, the legislation would be returned to the House and to the Senate for both of those chambers to vote on it.
Any thought about some of the compromises we might be hoping to see in a new version of this legislation?
The House version kept most of the revenue from the impact fee in local communities. The Senate version split it pretty equally between the state and the local communities. The House version was an optional setup where the county could actually vote on whether they were going to have an impact fee or not. The Senate bill basically had all counties would have to do an impact fee. So there are major differences. The dollar amounts are different, too. The Senate bill involves a lot more money than the House bill. So any kind of a compromise would probably end up being somewhere in between the House bill and the Senate bill.
And what are your hopes for what we might see from this?
I like the House version of it. I feel that the bill that passed in the House was actually an impact fee that would allow local communities to recover some of the costs that are impacted by well drilling. The Senate bill that passed was basically a tax, in my opinion, because a lot of the money would be used for things that have nothing to do with the impact of drilling gas wells. So I hope the final result is a bill that's pretty much the House bill and not very much like the Senate bill.
Well, I guess that's something we'll have to see in the new year. Representative Roy, thanks for this report to your constituents. And tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Brad Roy.